It's music time in Africa. Hi, I'm Rita Rochelle, and this is Music Time in Africa. This Sunday evening's first edition of our program with the best in popular and traditional music by Africa's finest musicians and music groups. We're coming to you on VOA's Africa service from our studios in Washington, D.C. in the USA. The music we have for you has been selected and prepared for us by VOA's Music Man for Africa, my colleague Leo Sarkeesian. Glad to have you with us, and right now the music. From Nigeria, Afro Juju at its best, by a duo that became very popular during the early 80s, Segun Adewale and Sershina Peters. This is Juju music for you. Afro Juju, the music of Segun Adewale and Sershina Peters, two musicians who became very popular in Lagos during the early 80s. Later, each maintained their own popularity, leading their own bands, and it's all good music. And that's exactly what this program tries to bring you each Sunday throughout the year at 1730 and 1930 UTC on VOA's Africa service. Again, I'm Rita Rochelle here with your VOA Music Man for Africa, my colleague Leo Sarkisian, broadcasting from our VOA studios on Independence Avenue, downtown in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. in the USA. We're on shortwave, but in West and Central Africa, you can also find us on medium wave on 1530 kilohertz on your radio. We're on medium wave in Southern Africa, and that's on 909 kilohertz. All of the frequencies, along with the times for each of our special programs broadcast in English to Africa, are listed in the current program schedule. That is available to you simply by writing to Music Time in Africa. Our special programs include Daybreak Africa, a live 30-minute breakfast show with news, sports, and music. The news is global in scope, but it's got an emphasis on events in Africa. Then there's Africa World Tonight, a live evening show with reports from our correspondents in Africa and around the world. Nightline Africa covers the world, but with a special focus on Africa. Sports Journal is hosted by Barry Mon, and my own program, The World of Music, brings you all kinds of good music each Monday through Friday. And if you're a regular listener to VOA's Africa service, you know that this program, Music Time in Africa, brings you the best in African music each Sunday in two separate editions. The first at 1730 UTC, and then we're back again at 1930 UTC with more music for you here on VOA's Africa service. And right now, friends, here's our address for corresponding. First, our regular address in the USA. Simply write to Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., and that postal code is 20547 USA. Now that's our regular address. I personally recommend our alternate address, which I'm sure is easier and definitely less expensive. So we want to hear from you. This is the address I recommend. Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, in care of the American Embassy or the USIS Center in your country. And I'll be happy to repeat that for you. Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, in care of the American Embassy or the USIS Center in your country. Friends, it's in this first edition that we bring you music that still continues to play a very important role in most countries. Traditional music that maintains close recreational and ritual links to society and daily life. Nigeria has one of the greatest diversities of traditional music, mainly because of the large number of different ethnic groups and languages. There are over 400. It was in the early 60s when Leo was in Nigeria and heard Waka music. Well, this is his original recording he made of Waka music at that time.
I'm
That was an example of waka music, a traditional style of music still popular in Nigeria. And as I said earlier, it was the first recording of waka that Leo made back in the early 60s in Nigeria. Next, we have a good example of Hausa praise singing. This recording from northern Nigeria is by Alhaji Musa Dankwaro, noted for his praise songs about the royal families of the Hausa people. In central Nigeria, there are the beautiful and scenic islands of Jos Plateau. The region has a large number of different ethnic groups, each with their own distinct traditional folklore and music. Recorded history of this region dates back to the 13th and 14th centuries. This recording was made in the village of Zawan. It features two Biram musicians, Moses Pam and Pam Bot. They were sitting side by side playing a 14-note xylophone called kundung. Moses played the upper half of the wooden keys, and Pam Bot played the remaining keys in the lower register. Each wooden key has a resonator underneath made from the horn of an ox. The music in this recording is called Riamtok, usually heard during the agricultural festival Mand Yang. Thank you. My friends, you're listening to different types of music from the Jos Plateau region in central Nigeria. Another ethnic group in the region is the Angas. This recording was made in a small village not far from Pangshin. Some years ago, there was a farmer who earned extra money by going about singing folk songs. He accompanied himself with a molo. It's a raft zither made entirely from reed stalk. The instrument had five groups of three strings each. The farmer, Mwapwaji, praises the charms of a young girl he would like to marry, but fears her parents would not agree, so he consoles himself by drinking beer. This next song is from the folklore of the Yirrgan people. It's about a man who disappears from his village, apparently taken away by the water spirits. But he returns as an inspired man with musical powers called Kamten. In this recording, a dozen men and women sing and play various percussion instruments. Some are half calabashes called Ikpang Ishir, and others are small calabashes filled with seeds. Those are called Akishak. Thank you. Our last example of traditional music from the Jos Plateau region of Nigeria comes from the ethnic group Pim. This was recorded in the village of Pakshin. The singer was Adujanir Haluri. He accompanied himself with the Molo Raft Zither and begins by introducing himself, and he goes on to say that he's happy when he has food and water.
Daba, 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 daba. Shut
Friends, you've been listening to music from the Jos Plateau region of Nigeria, taken from our music man's personal library of fine recordings he's collected over the years. Thanks, Leo. More music coming up, so I do hope you'll stay with us. Again, just a brief reminder, friends, that this is Music Time in Africa, coming to you on VOA's Africa Service, your station for the best in news, information, and always good music. And another reminder that I'll be here tomorrow, Monday, at 19:30 UTC with my other show, The World of Music, and I'll look forward to having you join me. Right now, still from Nigeria, the music of Mona Finney. afraid that's it for this first edition of Music Time in Africa. As you know, the Music Man and I will be right back here in 1 hour and 30 minutes from now at 1930 UTC. We'll have a full half hour of some of the best in pop music by Africa's top musicians, singers, and band leaders. We'll have the old and the new, and it's all guaranteed to be great music, so we hope you'll stay with us. Coming up now is a report of the latest news. I'm Rita Rochelle, and as always, my love to all of you.